Child, is this you lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, December 7, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. How wild and dystopic, you ask? As if this were an episode of Johnny Carson tonight. You know, the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. I will address that question that you didn't ask a little bit later. Things are about as strange as they can get, but that doesn't bode well because I think they're about to get a lot stranger. Just when you thought they couldn't get any weirder, we're primed for things to get weird. But before we do that, before we get into all of that, a little bit of housekeeping, and then we will press on. Perhaps you've heard we're having a book drive. RBN is conducting a book drive, the John Stab Miller book drive. And now through January 8th, donate $100 plus and for an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stab Miller himself. It's a great gift idea. You can still do that. There's still time. And winners are announced every Sunday evening during hour two of Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins, 8 p.m. Central. Entrants who do not win a book will carry over into the following week's drawing. And so, again, you know, the sooner you donate, the greater your odds. Not that that's why people donate. And again, thank you to everyone for your generosity in supporting the network. Congratulations to previous winners, Robert, Tyler, David, Ingrid, Gary. And thank you guys for your generosity in supporting RBN. So it's week five of the book drive, and this week's book, My First Days in the White House by Michael Collins Piper. And So I told a little story about Michael Collins Piper and his untimely passing yesterday, and how bizarre it was from my vantage point. It was a very, very strange situation. And I don't know. Maybe I'll talk more about that later at some point. Maybe not. But it was a very bizarre set of circumstances. So you wonder what, you know, in the world was going on that, you know, you hear about stories and things. You know, we've heard so many strange stories in recent years. I mean, obviously Michael Collins Piper, I think, is a strange story, having been there in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. You know, stories like the David Crowley story, or the Victor Thorne story, or Seth Rich story, or all of the peripheral figures in that saga. You know, the things that you Aaron Swartz, Reddit guy, Michael Hastings. So many strange stories. Rarely do you witness that to some extent, to any extent, personally. And I did in this case, not, you know, up close and personal, or, you know, Michael Rupert for that matter. It's so many stories that just don't make sense. And so just having been in town was a very peculiar set of circumstances. So, Michael Collins Piper's My First Days in the White House is this week's book offering, signed by Michael Collins Piper himself. And I think that's, you know, these are special books. So I'm sure it will go to a special, loving, deserving home. Again, thank you for your support. The Holy Day Countdown, 18 days until Christmas, 25 days until New Year's. We're in the neighborhood. We are getting there fast. And if we're being specific, it's more like 17 days, 14 hours, 51 minutes to Christmas, 24 days, 14 hours, 51 minutes to New Year's. But who's counting, right? I'm going to hold off on the movie for now. Man, that's an interesting thing. I've been doing a movie a day. I missed a few. I didn't announce. Last Friday's broadcast was a rebroadcast. Duty called. Work was... work got in the way, you know. So there were a few that I didn't mention last week. There was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think. Still haven't mentioned, but I mean, that's a lot of movies. So far, what is it? 21 without those, so 24 with those is. And then today, I think all told, it's 25. So that's quite a few movies. I don't know if that's a good thing. Hopefully, it's a good thing. I mean, hopefully, we're not just binge watching because we can. It's just, I don't know. Mine is a peculiar list, obviously, and hopefully it's something of a welcome diversion, if and when that is appropriate, and we're all adults and we use our own best judgment. I think we can manage that, right? Enough with the disclaimers already. So, it is a peculiar list. I mean, the Manchurian Candidate. Some people argue Steel Magnolias isn't a Christmas movie. I talked a little bit about Holiday Inn yesterday, and, you know, it's on the list. And some people, I mean, there are many people in America today who would find that highly objectionable. But, you know, I mean, based on the breadth of the list, hopefully anybody with any sense, my list that is, would, you know, not take themselves too seriously. And, you know, speaking of blackface, we have, and, you know, again, I've talked not too long ago, it was that I did at least one show, I think it was more than one broadcast, talking about the subject of the minstrel shows and the history of that and how it conveniently came to be at the precise moment that we heard folks like, you know, intriguers like John C. Calhoun at the 1828 White House benefit, I think you could call it, to celebrate past presidents. I think it was I want to say it was for Jefferson and Adams. I'm not positive, but it was 2 years after their passing. It was 1828, and John C. Calhoun gave a blustery speech about states' rights and this issue of, you know, slavery and so on was really starting to be harped on and dig in a very divisive sort of way. And you can see in those intervening years between then and the Civil War that these this conflict was being fomented. And one of the ways was, you know, I mean, it's no surprise that we arrive at the turn of the 20th century and we get Birth of a Nation, really? I mean, it's it would be laughable and comical were it not so, you know, grave a subject matter. I mean, we should all be able to laugh at it and say, that's ridiculous. Forget that that ever even happened. And obviously there are darker histories in our American past than just a movie. Is it harmless? Obviously, some people acted upon it and used that as a justification of things. But again, these are not normal proclivities that people come to of their own. I mean, when we sit kids down together, they play. Doesn't matter what they look like or where their parents came from or even what language they speak at a certain age. They play. So where do these ideas come from? And so you go back in our history and you see these crazy things, you know, where we have the minstrel shows and the blackface and Birth of a Nation, and now we've come the other direction where we have Hamilton and, oh my goodness, all the politically correct folks think it's fantastic. And it's equally as absurd, I would say. It's kind of the opposite of the, you know, Al Jolson performance. So these ideas, you know, are interesting. So my list is different. It's a departure from the usual kind of stuff, and it's not a hard, fast list, but with some ideas, things that maybe you haven't watched recently, and so hopefully it's helpful. And As I said, I'm going to wait on today's movie. And first, a reading from Oswald Chambers, My Almost First Highest, imagine that. So the December 7 entry, today's entry, is titled Repentance, citing 2 Corinthians 7:10, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. This is an interesting concept. My conviction of sin is best portrayed in the words, my sins, my Savior, how sad on thee they fall. This is an old-time hymn that few know or sing these days. And this is a fascinating concept in today's America where, I mean, we don't have sin anymore. We don't have to worry about it. Just ask Joel Osteen, he'll tell you. Conviction of sin is one of the rarest things that ever strikes a man. It is the threshold of an understanding of God. Jesus Christ said that when the Holy Spirit came, he would convict of sin. And when the Holy Spirit rouses a man's conscience and brings him into the presence of God, it is not his relationship with men that bothers him, but his relationship with God. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. And that, of course, is citing Psalm 51:4. And Psalm 51 is David's public admission and account and repentance for his betrayal of one of his most loyal warriors. And the indiscretion with that man's wife, you know, sending him off to die so that he could, you know, selfishly take this man's wife as his own, basically. That would be, I think, difficult to admit publicly, to say the least, let alone for all time. Beyond all time, you know, for all eternity, that's quite something. And then not to be from then on plagued by false humility, you know, the false humility of guilt. Oh, I could never, you know, I think I read that recently. Yesterday's entry in Oswald Chambers, My Almost First Highest, is titled The Bow in the Cloud, which deals with that subject similarly. If we tell God this or that, then so, for example, yesterday, waiting for God is incarnate unbelief. It means that I have no faith in him. That's interesting too. But continuing with today's entry, Chambers writes, the marvels of conviction of sin, forgiveness, and holiness are so interwoven that it is only the forgiven man who is the holy man. He proves he is forgiven by being the opposite to what he was by God's grace. And I would ask, it's a fascinating thing. I genuinely ask this question. You know, it's a rhetorical question in my mind, but when you have a person who has come to a saving knowledge of their, you know, of Jesus Christ, and they pray, you know, something along the lines of Romans 10:9-10, a sinner's prayer of sorts. Well, you know what? I'll finish that thought when we come back. Stick around.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. That mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Welcome back. We got a lot of ground to cover. We got to move on. So the idea that I'm talking about is, you know, I think about this kind of stuff. If God is not real, and to me this is a rhetorical question, I just sort of muse and I marvel, you know, if God is not real, how can one pray a sinner's prayer, if you will, you know, Romans 10, 9 and 10 kind of thing, invite the Holy Spirit to have his way, you know, say I am I'm an empty vessel or I'm a drink offering poured out for you or whatever, and then have miraculous things occur. That the individual, you know, beyond oneself, that the individual would never have conceived of, one would never conceive of on one's own. If God is not real, how does this happen? Some will say, oh, well, you know, that happens to all kinds of people. You don't have to be a Christian, so-called, you know, for that to happen. And there are other things. You know, I've talked about miracles, small miracle that I've seen. You know, a young man's son named Sean, who's a little boy at the time, fell off of playground equipment in the backyard of these folks' home. And, you know, when one of the guests at the party scooped this child up, he had a gash on his cheek that was so, you know, this poor little guy had a big old gash on his cheek. It was so deep, you know, it basically, it was white, hadn't started bleeding yet. It was that one of those kinds of things. It was so deep, he scraped his face on a nail going off the side of the playground set. So one of the guests scoops the child up and isn't really saying anything, just praying over him quietly. You know, nobody really knew. Everybody was far away. I was right there and saw it. It was partly business, partly personal, friends gathering in the backyard, and most people were collected over by the house. And as soon as this kid hit the ground, you know, he started crying, but this guy scooped him up. And as people were coming over, you know, this guy has his hand on Sean's face and is quietly praying very discreetly, to the extent no one knew. It wasn't a big deal. And then when his mom and dad came over just a moment later, the guy hands him over, and his cheek just had a little kind of, I don't know, there was an area where it was rosy, and you could see kind of a light color where there was gash. The gash was gone. So, how do you explain that? Anyway, if God is not real, how does this happen that someone says, Lord, have your way? And I'm talking about ideas and circumstances completely beyond the faculty of the individual. Things that one would never conceive of. Not vision board kind of stuff. Not like, oh yeah, no, that was on my... I knew that was kind of... No. The last thing on earth I would have done is talk to that person. Or, you know, gone there. Or I never would have given that person a time of day. Or just... You know, many people know of stories like this, something entirely antithetical to oneself, beyond, you know, the individual. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 kind of stuff. Why, if there's any boasting, boast in the Lord. That's why. So if God is not real, how come there are those stories? Speaking of the movies, there are books and movies written about that kind of stuff. Why do we read them and watch them? And by the same token, I always find it amusing. You know, I've heard throughout the years people say, oh, this place or that place is haunted. Every once in a while, you know, there's noise and stuff like that. UFOs are big talk these days again. And I always find it humorous whenever I'm somewhere and somebody says, this place is haunted. I usually think to myself, and sometimes even say, I doubt we'll see anything while I'm here. Not because I'm cool, but have you met my dad? Kind of thing.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
First hour already. You know, I mean, that's a joyful noise, isn't it? That's good stuff. And we're not supposed to be naive. We're not supposed to stick our heads in the sand. But for heaven's sake, you know, there has to be something to this whole belief thing that I've talked about recently. Everywhere you look, especially during this season, our attention and focus is drawn to things we're supposed to believe in, this or that. And I think that translates quickly and easily to, you know, there's a teacher shortage. Of course there's a teacher shortage. You just, you know, those you didn't kill off, you fired off because they wouldn't go along with certain things. And, you know, kind of like the first responders, the Gavin Newsoms and the Jay Inslee say, we have a shortage, so we're going to have to. No, you don't have a shortage. You created a shortage, but I wouldn't expect you to to be honest about that anytime soon and use honest language. So, no surprise. We're not supposed to be naive, but still, you know, not giving your attention, like your focus and your undivided attention to these kinds of things, what happens instead of wringing our hands all the time? We make a joyful noise and, you know, pray and then proceed accordingly, so to speak. Who knows what might happen? And that's kind of part of what I'm getting at. Anyway, to finish this and move on, you know, as I said, how does this happen? And similarly, I don't see ghosts. I don't see UFOs. Maybe they just don't like me or something. Or maybe they know my big brother, him whom the Father sent. In any case, it's curious, ain't it? How do these things happen? You know, you don't hear about, there is a unique experience, and, you know, the true Christian will not, which is redundant, but the true Christian won't talk about that kind of stuff because it's part of, you know, it's part of the Christian growth experience, so to speak. You realize that Jesus, it's true what he said, you know. Look how your Father clothes the birds, or the, you know, the lilies and the flowers and even the grass. And, you know, you look around and see all these things that are clothed more ornately than any king who ever lived. And doesn't he care more about you than these things? And you start, I mean, it's amazing. People tell stories, you know, weren't you worried? Actually, surprisingly, no. I wasn't. Why weren't you worried? When everything in the world would tell you, be afraid, be very afraid. And aren't we encouraged to adopt that message every day? What happens if we aren't afraid? We just make a joyful noise. Anyway, continuing and finishing Oswald Chambers' My Utmost for His Highest entry, today's December 7th, titled Repentance. So, backing up slightly, he writes, "The marvels of conviction of sin, forgiveness, and holiness are so interwoven that it is only the forgiven man who is the holy man. He proves he is forgiven by being the opposite to what he was by God's grace." And, you know, one of the recent Oswald Chambers entries deals with the subject of, you know, to say those things in front of men sounds like impiety. It sounds vain, but it's not. It's faithful and humble. To say the opposite is feigned humility or false humility, and it sounds humble, but it is to deny God. So that's interesting. Repentance always brings a man to this point, I have sinned, period. That's the sentence. Repentance always brings a man to this point, colon, I have sinned, period. The surest sign that God is at work is when a man says that and means it. Anything less than this is a remorse for having made blunders, the reflex action of disgust at himself. Or, as they say, you know, as the cliche goes, he's only mad because he got caught. That kind of thing. The entrance into the kingdom, capital K, is through the panging pains of repentance crashing into a man's respectable goodness. Then the Holy Ghost, who produces these agonies, begins the formation of the Son of God in the life. Speaking of movies, do you realize, you know, as esoteric as the theme may be, to an extent, Les Mis has been done on film no fewer than 38 times and television no fewer than 10. That's nearly 50 times. Continuing, the new life will The new life will manifest itself in consciousness, in conscious repentance and unconscious holiness. Never the other way about. The bedrock of Christianity is repentance. Strictly speaking, a man cannot repent when he chooses. Repentance is a gift of God. If ever you cease to know the virtue of repentance, you are in darkness. Examine yourself and see if you have forgotten how to be sorry. And, you know, that's an interesting subject, too. There's a lot of, gosh, man, you get into, like, the Bethel and Hillsong controversy these days and all that kind of stuff and, you know, peripheral kinds of stuff. And there's a denial in, there's an elevation of self, you know, the subject-object disorientation, speaking of the metaphysicians and all of that nonsense. And basically a denial of God, you know, to say, oh my goodness, you know, I don't know what we're going to do. When, for example, in James, you know, you read the opposite of all of this hand-wringing and song and so forth that you hear. Consider it all joy, my brethren. Jesus said the same thing. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In this life, you will have trouble. Be of good cheer. How can you say such things? That's how. So, moving on. Hopefully that makes sense. To me, you know, this time of year, especially this year, I'm just gonna lean into the excuse during this season for the reason for the season and to just do it, you know. So back to some of the stuff yesterday, to answer the question, how wild and dystopic, you know, this wild and dystopic ride, how wild and dystopic, you ask? Not really, but in his latest comedy special, you can find it on Netflix, Sebastian Maniscalco, what is it? It's titled, Is It Me, I think. He talks about a child in his 5-year-old daughter's class who identifies as a lion, But that's not even the craziest part. Because, you know, kids do things. The parents have lost their minds. The adults, where are the adults? The real shocker is the unspoken edict, obviously, you know, the elephant in the room that sucks all the air out. Total gaslighting. That we're all not supposed to talk about it. The obvious, aberrant, bizarre, and absurd. It is, as Sebastian Maniscalco points out, it is bizarre and absurd. It's, you know, and if you allow that to continue, it's not good for children. I guess, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and the metaverse crowd think it's probably great, but in reality, it's not good. And if one does not speak to, you know, if one does not speak to that kind of absurdity or such absurdity and by definition clinical insanity, then one is considered insensitive and probably racist. But what this is a classic double bind. It's a lose-lose kind of a deal because if you don't say something, then you are culpable. You are an accessory to a crime in the corruption of a child. But if you do say something, well, you're probably racist. Now we're pretty sure you are, you know, probably. Pretty sure. This is insane. This is menticide. So this is kind of where I wanted to pick up. I mean, this is, I don't know, somewhat of a shift maybe from Christmas stuff, but you know, this is reality, and this, you know, again, just seeing the headlines and things, yeah, it's no surprise. This is what's been engineered. This is the order of the day. This is the, what do you call it? The, you know, it's the soup of the day. It's the order of the day. So 1 + 1 still equals 2, even though the, you know, the Spinozans, the Michio Kakus say, and the, you know, the Kabbalists and the Jordy Roses, 1 + 1 might equal 5 or zebra, who knows? But it still equals 2, and if we don't allow ourselves to be carried away in fuzzy math, practically speaking, then we can see, 1 + 1 = 2. And guess what? When you kill off or fire off teachers en masse, there's going to be a shortage. So, oh my goodness, there's a shortage of teachers. And who might want a shortage of teachers? I don't know. Bill Gates, maybe, who's been trying to get a hold of, a stranglehold on education even more than where Gates picked up for Rockefeller, where Rockefeller began 100 years ago. Actually, that began way before that. You know, back in the days of Horace Mann, as John Taylor Gatto has reminded us, you know, the Prussian model. Man, what a great model. Look what they've done. Fitter rebukes them and says, this can't happen again. We can't have these scrubs routing the regulars. And so, you know, we need to drill this into these guys good and hard. And man, we've taken the lesson. We've taken the bait in America. And why are you so unpatriotic, Chris? I'm not unpatriotic. I love my country. I love my countrymen. But, you know, I do agree with Edward Abbey. There is a distinction, a nuance that, you know, one must be ready to defend one's country against one's so-called government, de jure or de facto. And, you know, the de facto will always masquerade as the de jure. It will tell you through force majeure that it is the de facto. And that's, you know, same thing as the religious wars, right? We are the real Muslims. We are the real Christians. We are the real Jews. We are the real this, that, whatever. So that's how it works. We have the, we have wrested control of the bully pulpit, and might makes right, and therefore fiat, as we say. So it is. I want to play something for you. Maybe we'll wait until the top of the second hour to do that. I played it before. The after school video, mass psychosis, how an entire population becomes mentally ill. That has some interesting stuff in it. It borders on the esoteric, I would say, with the citations and things. Again, if that is our perspective, you know, we are encouraged to believe that this is it. You know, this is the only way to frame the problem and to view it and solve it. And by doing that, you leave out, well, all of the stuff that I spoke about earlier in today's broadcast. How convenient. When we're trying to solve a Freudian, Jungian, Labanian problem through the lens of Laban or Freud or Jung, then maybe Einstein's advice is good advice, you know, that it can't be solved at the same level of thinking at which we created. Maybe all of these guys are not not the answer. Maybe we got to look elsewhere. So there are other citations. Speaking of mass psychosis, there's mass formation. Matthias de Smet was the one who told us about that through the COVID nonsense. It's funny how mass formation on Wikipedia, if you do a search, maybe you've done this, mass formation in the Wikipedia search bar there at the top, mass formation psychosis. Yes, that's what I want. Wait, why did you take me to the Robert Malone Wikipedia entry? Why did you take me to that page? Stick around. We'll talk more when we come back.
To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of...
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Back. Final segment of the first hour. Let's go to the phones and do that real quick. Wayne in Mississippi, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I missed your show yesterday, but I heard you mention Michael Collins Piper when you started today. I've been reading a book that he did on the JFK assassination, and I was just wanting to know if you had any insight. Did you know him personally, or
no?
Did you give any insight on his character, or what have you?
Well,
book is fascinating.
Yeah, I didn't know him personally, and his research. I mean, if you weren't familiar, with the line of research and discussion that he was on and always caught up in, then it would kind of sound like, gosh, what is this guy doing? You know, he just sounds kind of... But the more you... The deeper you look, the more you investigate for yourself, the more you kind of go, that's really interesting. And for that matter... what happened? You know, how did he end up dead in a low-budget Coeur d'Alene motel?
Right.
Under very peculiar circumstances. The story I told yesterday was, you know, the short version, so that we get it in this segment before we close the first hour. I was in Coeur d'Alene when he passed away, didn't know it was him, didn't know him personally, didn't know he was in town. We were both RBN hosts, at least had been at that point. Hadn't met him, didn't know he was in town, but I remember seeing the hotel he was found in, if you want to call it that, and it was cordoned off. And, you know, it's downtown, it's off the main drag in Coeur d'Alene, but it's still on Sherman. It's on the east end of Sherman, and it was cordoned off for days, weeks even. And so, you know, it's sleepy little Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. What in the world was going on? It was very peculiar. So, you know, the hotel was basically shut down. It had a large police presence that finally started to dissipate after... about a week and a half, I want to say 2 weeks, something like that. But, you know, it was like they were guarding this place round the clock for weeks. Why?
That is interesting. Well,
yeah.
like you said, the more you kind of read about, and the more I read in his book, the more, you know, interesting and plausible some of his ideas become. You know, it's a lot of, you know, food for thought. But I just thought he was an interesting guy, and I was just wanting to know, get your insight. So
I'll say a couple more things when we come back. I'm not
okay.
The leading authority, but, you know, I'll offer a couple more thoughts in the
Thanks
second hour here.
Thanks a lot. Thanks
you
a
bet.
Lot.
Thanks, Wayne. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve will find
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.